Hi, I'm Sam, your resident fantasy reader.
And I'm Morgan, your romance reader. And we welcome you to Just One More Page.
Where it's never just one more page.
Hello.
Hey. It's my birthday week.
Yeah, it is your birthday week.
Heck yeah.
How old are you going to be, Sam? Not that I know, because I'm the same age.
I will officially catch up to you and be 33.
There you go. I always forget how old I am. Is that weird? For the longest time, I was like, I'm in my 20s. I'm like, oh, I'm in my 30s. What happened to me? I feel like, you know, COVID with everything kind of like get a negative 3 points. So in reality, I'm in my 30s. You know, COVID time didn't count.
I would like to agree with that, but no, time still moves on.
You are right. Time does move on. And pretty soon we're going to be in our 40s, which is, No, thank you. No, thank you.
Shop. We're not even in our mid-30s yet. Like, shop.
You know, your age is just a number. And I say this as someone who makes fun of all their friends for being older than me. But I also don't think it really matters because it's just, you know, wisdom. And I mean, that's what it is. But do you have any big birthday plans? Are you going to be doing anything fun?
Nothing huge. Probably going to go out to dinner on my actual birthday, more than likely. And that's pretty much it. Just running the school route and working and whatever else. And at least I can have a drink on my birthday this year, though.
Do you know what drink you're going to choose to drink?
I have no idea, but I will figure it out. So, but it'll probably only be one because I have to work the next day. So it'll probably only be one.
You should do one of my favorite drinks, which is my favorite drink is a French 75. Okay, it sounds weird, but I absolutely love this drink. It's gin, mm-hmm. champagne, lemon, like a little lemon zest, like lemon juice.
Interesting.
But like my favorite drink to drink. I could drink like 8 of those. I did one time drink 8 of those and it ended up in me being very sick and then having to go to work and throwing up in the parking lot of my work because I had too much to drink. But it's one of my favorite drinks. Or that or like an amaretto sour.
I like amaretto sours. They're good.
I'm telling you, Sam, in my 20s, I didn't know how to order drinks. Like, I mean, most 20-year-olds, they don't really know what they like. Someone at the bar was like, oh, I have an amaretto sour. I was like, me too. And I didn't know how to order any other drink. So I would just always order amaretto sour.
Listen, so my go-to drink for the longest time and not anymore were Long Island iced teas.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep.
Is those the ones that like have tons of alcohol in them?
It's like 5 or 6 different liquors like a splash of Pepsi for color. Otherwise, it would just be clear.
I've never had one. Does it taste like tea?
It really does, honestly. You could tell there's alcohol in it, but then it also has like a tea flavor. I don't know how they do it. It's magic. Problem is that they go down really easily. And because it is just pure liquor, after like your third one, you're done. And they were my favorite. I love them. But I could probably have one now, but if I drank them now the way I used to drink them, I would be dead on the floor.
What was your first like drink that you had?
I don't know. I got this like blue curacao something something at like the 99 restaurant. I went out to lunch with my mom and she was like, you need to order a drink because you're 21. And I had that. So it was some like fruity blue drink. I don't know. Very tropical, had like pineapple in it and stuff, which I still like drinking those drinks too. They're just good. But yeah, it was like, I don't know. It was from the 99. It was some blue pineapple drink, but it was delicious.
I mean, that's a great first drink. My first drink was, I went to the bar with my sisters, but I also went to the bar with a bunch of my classmates, which because I went to a culinary school, it was mostly guys. And we went out to the bar and these guys were all like retired military. Like one person was in the Air Force, one person was like in the Marines. And they're like, we're going to order you a drink. And it was my first ever drink I had was bourbon, Basil Hayden. Which is bourbon, and that's like whenever it's a special occasion, I always drink that. I love bourbon, I love whiskey. That was my first like legal drink I had, and then I passed out at Chili's an hour later. I think there's still pictures of me on the internet of me just passed out at Chili's. I didn't drink at Chili's. That's the thing. I didn't drink at Chili's. I got to Chili's and I just passed out at the table because I had already had like so much to drink at the first bar we went to, which was fun. And then not really that fun because I wish I lasted a little bit longer in my 21st. I mean, it's a fun story and I have a fun picture about it. But you know, is what it is.
Right.
Talking about favorite things, today we're going to be reading a book, or at least one of your favorite books, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, definitely like foundationally one of my formative books. Like, I don't remember a lot of books that I've read like around the age that I would have read this one, because I read this one, I think maybe 8th, 9th grade. And I can't tell you half the books I read outside of like Twilight around that point. So it's definitely a formative book for me.
We are going to be reading Ruby Red. And I thought that, you know, I usually tell people what the books are about, but I thought that since it's your birthday week and you chose the book for us to read, I thought that you explain what the book's about.
So the book that I had, well, one of the books that I had given Morgan the option for was Ruby Red, which is by Kristen Greer, German. And it is a book that originally was written in German and then translated to English. Gwyneth Shepherd's sophisticated, beautiful cousin Charlotte has been prepared her entire life for traveling through time. But unexpectedly, it is Gwyneth who, in the middle of a class, takes a sudden spin to a different era. Gwyneth must now unearth the mystery of why her mother would lie about her birth date to ward off suspicion about her ability, brush up on her history, and work with Gideon, the time traveler from a similarly gifted family that passes the gene through its male line, and whose presence becomes in time less insufferable and more essential. Together, Gwyneth and Gideon journey through time to discover who in the 18th century and in contemporary London they can trust. So basically, I can't remember how I discovered this book. I think it was sitting on Barnes and Noble's shelf. I feel like the cover is pretty, and I loved the time travel aspect to it. I think it was kind of like as I was starting to get into the fantasy genre, this was kind of like me dipping into like that kind of world. It's more sci-fi than it is fantasy. I love this book. I still had fun with it as an adult. I can see where it's very kind of like mildly juvenile, but I just remember like flying through it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the mystery behind it. I kind of like the twist at the end of the book, if you caught that, the very, very last chapter. And then it was just overall fun. I think it's kind of fun to think about like going back in time and seeing the world, like, I don't know, it at different time periods and stuff, and like how would I react to it? And then the mystery behind like why did Gwyneth's mom lie about her birthday and what's going on with this secret society. And I don't know, I like the series overall. I know how it ends, but I just want to know kind of what your thoughts are as like just starting the series. Like, what did you think?
I knew about this book from you because I remember that you've told me about it, and you've like not in like great detail, but you've told me like some like pieces about it. I remember how excited you were though, because this book got turned into a movie. That's like something that like sticks in my mind, of you like talking about how excited you were that this was coming out as a movie. So like I only knew those bits and pieces about it, but I honestly can understand why so many people adore this book that like eventually got translated into English from German. I don't know why, Sam, but like I actually assumed this novel was going to be about a girl who accidentally falls in the past and it's like forced to live there. But the storyline, that's why I assumed it was going to be. For some reason in my head, I was like, oh, she falls in the past and it's like the whole story is her in one timeline and that is it. And then she goes back to the future, kind of like the Magic Treehouse, you know? I mean, honestly, I feel like me saying that makes me seem very, very old. What I will say, though, is that I really love like what that novel was actually about, because I found it more interesting. Like, there's a secret society, there's a machine that needs a time machine that needs blood because it's like a vampire. That part, I was like, what? I also really like the whole enemy to lover concept, which, you know, I'm a huge romantic fan. I can stand behind that. I also do want to say that I know that sometimes when novels are translated from a different language to English, sometimes it can feel awkward. And I've read novels before that were translated and they just don't flow right. Me saying this, I want to say that I feel like I didn't read the German book, so obviously I don't know German, but I want to say reading a book that's in English that was translated, I wouldn't have known it was translated unless you told me, because like it just flowed very well. And I felt like it was well written and there was nothing that like made me be like, that doesn't feel right. Everything felt very well written.
Yeah.
Although I will say that at times, like, I did feel like the book did have a really great deal of like explanation or like details that like a bunch of details, but I just didn't feel too overwhelmed. Like a couple weeks ago, we read The Dark Fable, which is another fantasy book. And that book, I just felt like it was just so much information. This book had a lot more information, but the storyline was like more simple and easier for me to grasp. And I don't know if is this book like more so like middle grade or YA?
I think it's like middle YA, like kind of like encompasses the next step in, like it's middle grade up to YA, like it's a good next step for them where it deals with some more mature themes, but it's not difficult to comprehend. And I have to say too, is that like if you continued on with the series, a lot of the stuff that happens in this book gets explained or like gets returned back to later on in the series. So it is a lot of setup for what comes next.
And that's like the one thing that I kept thinking about when reading this book is that like, yes, there is not that much world building. And I mean, I guess there was, but I just felt like there's a lot of explanation, a lot of description, but I have to remind myself this is the beginning of a trilogy, right?
Yep, three books.
Yeah, I have to remind myself this is the beginning of a trilogy. And like, so I kind of gave it a little bit more leeway. Although I will say that I really enjoy the book and I can understand once again how it got so popular.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it flows really, really well. It's a really easy read. And again, like it's definitely geared toward like a younger reader. So it doesn't take that much like mental power to get, but I mean, obviously, I wouldn't have picked this if I didn't enjoy this book. So I'm glad you liked it.
Although, like, I do wish that the book did have, like, a family tree in the beginning of the book. I don't know, because I got the ebook. So I don't know if that's something that is in the physical copy. But, like, I wish there was some sort of family tree.
I don't believe so. There is a certain point, I think, in the first book where it tells you, like, who belongs to, like, which gem. Because the ruby is the last of the gem. Like, the ruby is the 12. Everything's, like, based on 12s and, like, 12 notes of the piano and zodiacs and all of that. I don't know. I feel like, as you get through the stories, like, get through the other books, like, you kind of just figure out who's connected to who over time. Because you get a lot of repeat characters. You kind of like everybody who's in this central book stays central through the whole story with like maybe a couple extra characters thrown in depending on like what time they're in or like if someone ends up becoming important. But like your main ones that you met in this book, they follow you through the rest of the series.
Yeah, I don't know. I found it really interesting and I really, really liked it. I'm glad that we chose this book. Although I do want to say I do want to check out the rest of the books that you have or that you recommended because some of them sound really interesting. But this one I'm definitely glad we read because I just remember you talking very highly about the book. Let's go into our spoiler section of this. So once again, we're going to be heading to our spoiler section. If you don't want to be spoiled, then please feel free to check out our last week episode in which we did a Valentine's Day special where Sam and I both told each other stories that have to do with love. So if you'd like to go check that out, please go do so. If not, if you've already read this book, then please stay along. Or if you haven't and you don't care to be spoiled, please stay along. And yeah, let's talk about it, Sam. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Okay, how weird would it be for you to have met your child and your child's like 2 years younger than you? Did you catch on that Lucy and Paul are her parents?
Okay, here's the thing. I got a little bit confused because in the beginning of the book, you had like a couple, right? Yeah. And they're like Titanic, right? I, for some reason, assumed that it was Gideon and Gwen. I was like, okay, it's them. Like, it's like them from the future, right?
Oh, okay.
That's what I assumed. They actually met Lucy and Paul. I was like, why is like Lucy and Paul acting so weird? And then I got my wheels turning in my head and I was like, there's something up. Like, why is Lucy acting like that? I don't understand. And then I got to the end of the book and it's like, oh no, that's their baby. And I'm like, oh, okay. Plot twist, teenage pregnancy. Okay, let's go. Like, damn. No, I did not expect it. And I think that that would be really weird. Like, I haven't read the rest of the series, so I can't but wonder if, obviously, they probably run into them again, right?
Yeah, they're throughout the whole story.
So how is Lucy connected to her mom? So if Lucy's her cousin, right?
Yes.
Is Lucy Charlotte's sister?
I think Lucy and Gwen's mom are sisters. Gwen's mom is technically her aunt.
I thought Lucy was her cousin.
No, they called her her cousin. No, Lucy is Gwen's mom's sister because they said that she helped her sister or her cousin. It's all kind of... This is why I understand why you need a family tree. I'm pretty sure Lucy is Gwen's sister or they're of the same relation, but Lucy or Gwen's mom helps Lucy escape with the chronograph.
Yes. I found it really interesting the fact that they saw her and they were instantly like, oh my goodness, it's you. And then like when Paul finds out that her dad died or her adoptive dad died, he was like, what? No. Like he was as like strong as a tree. And she's like, no, it was a leukemia that took him. And Paul's like, how it is to like grow up without a father. And I think that probably really resonated with him because he was not there for her. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Doctor Who too. There's an episode, this came out like years ago, so I'm spoiling it if you haven't seen Doctor Who, but it reminds me of a little bit of Doctor Who because there's companions, Amy and Rory, who have a baby and then it's kidnapped. And then they meet the baby when they're like way older. And so it reminds me of that. And it's probably very weird of them seeing their child.
Well, especially since they were like, yeah, we just held her 2 months ago and now she's 16. That's such a weird like thought. Because when like they go to see the count, when she officially finally goes to meet the count and everything, he's probably met the other like members, but it's only been maybe like a couple days, but like realistically it's been years in the 21st century. Oh my God. The part where like she's showing off the phone and everything and they're just like, your magic box and whatnot. Like, I don't know. It kind of blows my mind to think about a world without technology and without cell phones because it's just like so normal for us.
Which, by the way, I wanted to smack Gwen. Like, do you not realize the first rule of time traveling is to not show people stuff like that? She's like, look at my phone.
Well, she's not trained. If it was Charlotte, she probably would have never said a word. But Gwen's, she doesn't know nothing. She's just like, here I am. And these clothes that I am not a big fan of. And she, I think she purposely left that hat behind, just by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, she doesn't know the rules. I think that's kind of the whole point, is she doesn't know the rules of the game. And now she has to learn them kind of on the fly.
Well, I also kind of feel like I wish there was more scenes of her learning certain things. I understand maybe that would have added 100 pages to the book, but like I just wish there was like a scene of them training her, or if it was like her and Gideon like fighting and Gideon gets a little close to her. Like, I just kind of wish that there was something more to that. But talking about Charlotte, okay, what do you think about this character? Do you think she's a good character, or
are you gonna read any more of it?
I think I will.
Okay, then I'm not giving you my opinion about her.
Oh God, well, I'll give you my opinion. I feel bad for Charlotte, okay? I want to not like her because, like, I feel like the writer wants you to not like her. But, like, I think about her. She lived her whole life feeling like she's special, feeling like she's the chosen one by her family. And then, like, all of a sudden, her family is like, nope, you're not the chosen one.
I can see that because, like, because I already knew what was going to happen, I was just like rolling my eyes the whole time. She was like, I feel dizzy. Oh my gosh. In her brain, like, she's already told by everybody that she's the Ruby. And so my brain's like, oh, you're just being so melodramatic. But like, in reality, she really isn't being melodramatic. Like, this is like, she's expecting it. And so like, psychosomatically, she's like, I'm going to get ready to time travel now. It must have been a wicked kick in the face for her to find out that nope, not you. All that training, all that time you've lost is like gone. Sorry.
Even then, like, it's given to your cousin who you don't really even like.
Yeah, I feel like she's unnecessarily mean to Gwen.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
Because she's definitely a prima donna and a princess, but I can understand your softer feelings towards Charlotte at this point in the series.
Do I think that she's a brat? Yeah. But
oh yeah, no, she's definitely a brat.
Yeah. Do I feel bad for her? Yes, I do. Now, I do want to talk about the whole, like, they're like, oh, like, the Ruby is like the Black Raven. And I know you read the rest of the series, so this might be hard for you. But yeah, like, I feel like this has to do with the fact that she's able to see dead people.
Yeah, for the most part. Well, I mean, because like, a group of ravens is called a murder.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Okay, yes. Because, like, I'm thinking about it also, like, you know, because it doesn't really seem like Gideon has a power. Not that I know of. Not that, I mean, it could be in other books. But from what I know of, it doesn't seem like Gideon has any certain types of power. So I just assume that maybe this is something that runs in her family, which, by the way, her great aunt Maddie, how is she able to have visions? Was she a time traveler?
I don't believe so, because her Aunt Maddie and her grandmother are related. They're sisters.
So, like, that just makes me wonder if maybe, like, she was a time traveler, because, like, there's a whole scene of her at dinner table, and she sees Gwen on a clock tower, and she, like, falls off, and it's a whole vision. And I was like, wait, like, is her whole family, like, do each of them kind of have powers? Is it something that, like, comes and go? I feel like this book, like, definitely makes you want to read the rest of the series, because there's so much stuff that I'm like, wait, stuff isn't answered yet. Do I know who my favorite character was?
The school ghost.
Yes, how did
Because he's snarky as all get
know?
out.
I adore him, and I hope that I'm that snarky if I'm ever a ghost, because I love how he's like, literally, is it Leslie that he like talks shit about?
Yeah, her best friend.
Yeah, which by the way, Leslie is such a good friend. I'm so glad that.
She is.
Yeah, because you know, some books, I don't know about you, but when I feel like when I read some books, sometimes when there's like a best friend in the beginning of the book, the best friend won't be there. Like they'll just completely forget about the best friend, or else like the best friend will be like, you don't spend enough time with me. But Leslie's like, listen, I mean, I'm pretty sure Google was there back then. This book came out when? In the 2000s? I don't know. I'm assuming Google.
Early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, Google was there. Anyways, I just love how Leslie's like, I got Google. It's okay, girly. I got it. I will look things up for you. I absolutely adored her. And then the whole thing with like Dr. Jacob White, the doctor, and his son, that makes me really sad. And also, I thought that there was going to be a scene in which she tells him that his son's there, but there
I
wasn't.
enjoyed the conversation she had on the table where she was like talking to the ghost, and Dr. White kept like answering.
He's like, you're crazy.
I do believe she does tell him that that his son is there. I think it's the next book.
That would legit make me cry. So another person I do not trust in this book is the Count Saint Germain. He's a little sketchy, okay? And also like the whole part where he's like, I'm choking you, but I'm not really choking you. I'm choking you with my mind. Like, I was like, what is happening here? So I'm assuming he's the big bad guy of the series.
They kind of spoil how he's the big bad guy in this series.
Ooh, is it because he wants to create the Sorcerer's Stone and live forever?
Yeah, yes and no.
No? Okay, you can tell me.
He's one of the characters we've already met in the present.
Oh, is he the butler? No, is he? No. He, okay, please don't tell me that he is Falk or Gwen's mother, like his mom's ex old boyfriend, or no, Mr. George?
I believe he's Mr. Whitman.
Mr. Whitman, I don't remember who that was.
He's one of the people that she meets when they go to the Inner Sanctum.
Oh, I don't remember. There's so, here's the issue with this book is that there's so many characters in this book.
Yeah, I believe he's Mr. Whitman because she keeps saying, like in the book, that he's 40 years old, but he doesn't really look like he's 40, and he's kind of young behind the eyes. I don't remember how or why, but I'm pretty sure he was immortal, and he's in the present.
Oh, weird. That must be weird. Be like them going back in time and then him being like right there. Here's the issue with this book. There's so many characters. I stayed up way late last night writing down every single character I could remember. And there is so far I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like there's 19 characters.
Yeah.
There's just so many characters.
So I will not tell you what his like main motive is, but yes, he is immortal, and yes, we
Ooh.
do meet him in this book. It's just not revealed exactly who he is in this book.
Okay, well, I guess I have to read the rest of the series. So my question to you, and I don't know what the like gemstones have to do with each character. I mean, let's just go off of aesthetics. If you were to choose a gemstone, what would you want to be?
Of the ones that they talk about, I'd want to be Sapphire.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it, Sam. Do you know which one I would choose?
Citrine.
Ooh, that was like my third choice. No.
Which one?
Emerald green, because that's my favorite color. Or else emerald green or ruby, because that's my birthstone.
Yeah, if my birthstone was an option, I probably would have gone for my birthstone, but.
It's the gems stones. Do they have to do with the personalities of the people?
No, I think it's just like they picked them. I don't remember them like meaning anything specific. It's kind of like the notes that they all like equate to. It doesn't really matter. I think their animals do kind of make a difference, but like their actual gemstones really don't matter.
Can you imagine if you got a gemstone you hate and you're like,
Well, one of them did because the one who was like Citrine or something, she hated her color.
Really?
Yeah, they made a comment about it in the first book that she was just like mad about it. I'm like, you can't choose your birth
This is
order.
disgusting. How dare you give me that? Sam, do you have anything else you'd like to add about this book?
No, I mean, I was kind of worried that you weren't gonna like it. I was like, oh my God. This is the only problem with like giving someone a book that you've enjoyed is like it's kind of out of your hands. So it's like my child went out to the world and I was hoping that you would just accept my kid.
I'm like, either I can slap it away. I'm just kidding. No, I really liked it. I think a good choice about at least recommending this book. I was a little bit worried about it too, because I feel like, you know, everyone knows. I mean, it says it in the intro of this podcast that I'm not a fantasy reader. I'm a romance reader. So a lot of times when I do read fantasy, it's either a hit or miss. And this definitely was a hit for me. So I really did enjoy it. And I think when I get done with all my other huge TBR pile, I'll eventually get to the rest of the series. But yeah. So next week, we're going to be doing a really fun episode in which we're going to be talking about hot takes in the book community. And this is going to be a really fun discussion for me and Sam. It's kind of based off of a couple of TikToks we saw in which some people were talking about some nonsense. But it's going to be such a fun episode. Please go check it out when it comes out next week. And then also, if you guys have a book you would like to recommend, please go to memo.fm/justforourpage and we will play your book recommendation on our podcast. And so just go on to memo.fm/justforourpage. Also, if you guys like our podcast and would like to support us, please feel free to rate us on Spotify, as it does push our podcast out there. And also remember to follow us wherever you can find a podcast, like Spotify, Apple, Audible Podcasts, you know, the usual. And Sam will tell you about the rest of our socials.
So if you think we are hilarious, which in fact, my friends, we are, we do have a TikTok. It is a Just More Page podcast. And for all the pictures and anything else we decide to post, random book reviews of books we don't talk about here on the podcast, you can go ahead and follow us on Instagram. It is a Just One More Page official. And we're also Just One More Page official on Threads. So go ahead and come stalk us, slide into our DMs, come talk to us. Have you guys read this book? It's like pure nostalgia for me. So I'm glad we read this. But we hope you all had a great week. And we will talk to you all next Sunday. Yes.
Bye. Bye.